Paramananda. And this is our second online retreat together and the third West London Buddhist Centre's online retreat. So we did a week-long retreat at the beginning of June, and that was our very first attempt at a retreat. We didn't know whether it would work or how it would be, but we just thought, let's give it a go. And I must say, I was really blown away by how effective it felt as a retreat and the depth of practice that seemed to be possible. And there was a lot of positive feedback, so we decided to do it again. So here we are, and it's nice to see some familiar faces and also to see some new faces here. So I just thought it would be good to introduce our team to start off with. So I'm Bodhi Leela, and I'm co-leading the retreat. We also have Sophie, who's going to be our chat host and in the afternoon sessions, sort of emceeing that. Might also be secretly sneaking a few sound bites from the retreat into various places. Did you want to say anything? Say hi, or?
Yeah, I'll just say hi. So my little square is highlighted, so everyone knows who Sophie Crocker is, and that'll be me. So yeah, lovely to be here and meet you all. Some familiar faces and people I look forward to meeting. So yeah, nice to meet you. Let's have a good week.
And Pranyanita, who you've already heard, if not seen. So she's going to be like...
Hello, everyone. Yeah, hello. Also, hello from me. I'll be behind the decks on this retreat. So if there is anything along organisational stuff, then that's me.
And just to say that if you're new to Zoom, if you put your cursor down towards the bottom, you'll see a whole list of things like mute and stop your video. And it's got a thing called chat there. And if you click on the chat, you can either do a message to everyone or a private message to the host, which will be Pranyanita. So if there's any organisational things or you want a message passed on, you can do that in the private chat. And if you looked at the email that got sent out yesterday, you'll also see we've got an email address, teaching@West London Buddhist Centre, where you can also email if there's things you want to let us know or get in touch about regarding the retreat. Yeah, hopefully not too much. but it's kind of like the equivalent of when you're on a residential retreat and there might be an organiser's jar that you put messages in, or you stick something up on the notice board when you want to say something to one of the retreat leaders or something. So you could do that. Yeah. And of course, Paramananda, do you want to introduce yourself? Probably needs no introduction.
Well, I say hello. Hello to everybody. Great to have you all here. I'll probably be staying a bit later, but very happy to be here with you all.
Great. So it is interesting coming together for an online retreat. So I'm sure there are some people that have been going on quite a few online retreats in the last weeks. There may be some people it's their first online retreat. There may even be some people it's their first retreat of any kind, or other people who've done lots of retreats in person but they haven't been online. So as with any other retreat, it's an opportunity to have some continued practice, go to depth, come together as a temporary community with other people practicing, supporting each other in our practice, maybe a chance to be a little bit more spacious, a little bit more quiet. But it's very different online, because if we were doing a residential retreat, then you'd actually journey to the retreat centre and we'd be at that place for the length of the retreat. We'd be practicing in the shrine room, we'd be doing jobs together, going for walks, having cups of tea, chatting, hanging out in that kind of a way, and have a lot of face-to-face contact, and also be getting away from our everyday lives and all our normal activities. So one of the challenges about doing an online retreat is that you're in your normal space, or where, or maybe you're staying with somebody else. So, but you're not physically going away. So it may be that you're coming from an activity, or you're in the midst of family, and you're doing some of the sessions, and then you're going back to that. So that's really interesting, because it means that you don't have that kind of split where you go off, you have this really intense experience under these, you know, very positive conditions, come back and there's quite a jarring, you know, how do you integrate that experience with when you come back to your normal life? Because you're actually in the middle of your normal life. So it can be very integrating. I think that was my experience. I think some other people found that actually there was something about being on retreat in your home and the depth of practice in the midst of your normal life and everything else that can be quite helpful. But anyway, it's, you know, something that we could experiment and just see what it's like. It'll be different for everybody. And I suppose another thing that's a little bit different is that we're doing it virtually, you know, on computers, on laptops, on phones, via this medium of Zoom. So we're in a virtual space rather than a physical space. But again, there can still be a real sense of community and collective practice doing it online. And I'm just inviting you all to participate as much as you can. And it means that not everybody is able to make every single session. Of course, we don't know whether or not you're making them or not. Well, obviously you're there, we do know you're there. But what we have done is that we're going to be recording the talks, led meditations, and putting up other resources on a special dedicated retreat page. So again, in that email, you'd have been given a link. And as the retreat goes on each day, we'll be posting things up there as sound and video recordings that you can access if you've missed something or if you just want to revisit. Yeah. And what I just want to say is that is a private page, so you won't get to it if you just search West London Buddhist Centre website. You do need to use the link. And also to say that if you want to access all the future sessions of the retreat, you will need to use the link that was in your registration email, confirmation email, because how Zoom works, if it's an event that you registered, if you try and put in the meeting ID and password, it'll just ask you to re-register. So it's worth just, you know, making sure you've got that to hand so you can just use that for all the sessions. It's the same link for all the sessions. So is there anything sort of technical you wanted to bring in, Juanita?
I think people are just having some questions regarding the recording. So I did put the recording link on the chat as well. And just so you know that we are recording people, so the speaker that's being spoken is being recorded. So if you by any chance accidentally have your microphone on, it means you might pop in as a speaker and therefore pop in on a video. So just that you're aware of that. And we will be uploading the talks as we go along. So hopefully by the end of the day, from the day, we will upload all the talks and recording, but we'll try to do that as we go along.
Yeah. Oh, and just another thing, I mean, I know we don't want a lot of information now, but we will also be recording the question and answer sessions. So last time we didn't know what we were doing and we just basically didn't ask any permission, so we didn't actually post the questions. So we posted the answers, so it was kind of interesting. You had to kind of work out what the question had been. So this time we thought we would just post the whole thing, but just give people that choice that if you don't want to be in that recording, that you can switch off your video. If you want to be completely anonymous, you could rename yourself something random so nobody knows that you're even there. Or if you want to ask a question, you could just post it in the chat and then someone else can read it out and that can be responded to in that way if you're wanting to be more private. But hopefully most people won't mind. But just to give you that warning, yeah, we will remind you again when we do our groups. Okay, so I think that's kind of all the practical-y stuff for now. And what we're going to be doing is have a little bit of a pause, just a little bit of quiet sitting, and then we're going to do a dedication ceremony. So just as with a physical retreat, I think it's always important to sort of kind of create a sacred space for the practice. You know, I think we're kind of used to being on computers with all kinds of other things, but while we're on the retreat, we want to have this thing. This is like our equivalent of the shrine room when we come together for these sessions. So we will do a dedication ceremony in call and response. And again, because of the technical issues of Zoom and people having internet connections at different speeds, it doesn't really work if everybody's just doing it together. So what I'm going to ask is if you mute yourself during that, and then I and Paramanda will do it in call and response, and you can be joining in at home. Yeah. And then after we've done that, Paramanda's going to lead us in a meditation, and we'll end with a mantra. So in a way, it's a bit like you sit in the lounge and you talk a little bit about all the practical stuff about the retreat, and then you go into the shrine room for some practice. So we've been doing a bit of the sort of practical stuff. And just like on a normal retreat, I'm sure that a lot of it hasn't gone in, but we will have other chances to ask it, or we might just tell you stuff. But just to give you that bit of that overview. Yeah. And maybe just to sort of say, especially if you haven't been on a retreat with Paramanda or me, it's going to be very much an open space with stuff emerging and responding to what's happening in the retreat. So we've got this poem that we're using as the sort of basis for our exploration. It is going to be a meditation retreat, so it's not going to be a lot of Dharma teaching in there, but obviously we're Buddhists and we'll be coming at it from a Dharmic perspective in our meditation practice, you know, and in everything that comes up. But yes, it will be very much kind of creative responding to what's emerging collectively. You know, Paramanda and I will be alternating the middle morning session, who's teaching, leading that. And certainly last time, very much we were like responding to what the other person had said and what happened during that day previously to inform when we were leading a session. So it will be evolving as it goes along. Yeah, I think that's probably all I'm going to say now. So if you haven't muted yourself, perhaps you could mute yourself now. And I think we'll just sit for maybe just 10 minutes, just arriving, just connecting with ourselves. And then at a certain point, I'll start us off in the dedication ceremony. dedication ceremony and call and respond. We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
To the Buddha.
To the Buddha.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Dharma.
To the Dharma.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Sangha.
To the Sangha.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
To the observance of the five precepts.
To the observance of the five precepts.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
To the practice of meditation.
To the practice of meditation.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
To the development of wisdom.
To the development of wisdom.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Here may there be peace.
Here may there be peace.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Here may there be love.
Here may there be love.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Here may there be joy.
Here may there be joy.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space.
Around this mandala.
Around. And this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
Here seated.
Here seated.
Here practicing.
Here practicing.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
With body, speech, and mind.
With body, speech, and mind.
We dedicate this space.
We dedicate this space. We're going to be sitting together for about 20 minutes. So just getting yourselves comfortable and in your meditation posture, if you're not already in posture, as it were. We've just dedicated the space between us, haven't we, really? Just tried to potentialize the sort of space between us. So as you settle, as you begin to soften your face and settle into your own breath, let's have a sense of these other bodies also breathing. So as we breathe in, experiencing our body, let's be aware of the other people sitting with us in this virtual sangha, this virtual community. Let's just be aware of all these other people sitting with us, also breathing in, experiencing their body, and breathing out, experiencing their body. So one of the things that I think we will be emphasizing, and as Bodhi Leela's already alluded to, actually, is a surprising sense of solidarity and community. It can come about when people practice together, even if they're not physically proximate to one another. It's that feeling of sitting with other people, sitting in solidarity with other people. And we're going to be using this sense of solidarity with one another and also finding ways of extending that, so we're sitting in solidarity with all life. For this evening, let's just see if we can and soften our face a little bit. Just ask your face, find some voice, some tender voice. Ask your face if it would like to just relax a little bit, just soften. Let's just imagine all those other faces with us in this virtual community. Softening a little. It's the beginning of a process that we're going to engage in together for the next week. opening and softening into the heart. The heart that connects us with one another and with the world. I'll ring a bell in about 15 minutes. Just a sense of what it feels like for you to be sitting here. Your body breathing. Sense of solidarity with the other people. Allow yourself to feel supported by these other people. Their breathing bodies, their beating hearts, and their softening faces. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. So perhaps just noticing what's happening now. If you need to, just sort of coming back to the breathing and seeing if you can come back to that space that we dedicated to love, solidarity, practice. If you can enter imaginatively into that shared sacred space. Very much reminded of the Sun Ra, the famous song, "Space is the place." If we can enter together the place, the space between us, contracted by love, shared aspiration. Come fully ourselves, fully part of the world, fully into solidarity with all life. A soft place together. Feel in your heart, the shared heart. I have the Green Tara Mantra led by Odalila.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Swaha. Om Tare. Tutare Ture 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 Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare,
Itareti swaha. Om tare. Itareti swaha. Om tare. Itareti swaha. Om tare. Itare ture 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 swaha. Om tare, tutare 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 ture swaha. Om tare,
So we will be trying to make this quite a spacious retreat. I think actually just the idea of a field suggests to me an open space. Not just where we can meet, but a space where things can emerge, happen. So taking a bit of time in between events, activities. A little bit of time to absorb. As we come to an end of a meditation or chanting. Just taking a moment or two to come back to the room before I say a few more things. Okay, and we will be finishing a little bit early this evening, which I think I did notice a few people yawning, and I think probably quite a lot of us might have had a full-on day and weekend. It's interesting, even though we haven't physically travelled somewhere else for a retreat, there's always that kind of feeling at the first evening. You don't want to do too much. You want to have an early night and then be a bit more up for the morning. And it kind of feels the same virtually, even though I haven't gone anywhere. So I'm just making this executive decision that we're going to end early. And just to say, when we have sessions that start with meditation, so like the 8 o'clock morning meditation and the 4 p.m. session, which will start with a meditation, we're just asking if people can enter quietly, you know, and sort of stay muted. And we're not going to be welcoming people or chatting, but just give you that space to sort of arrive and be quiet and in a way, set up the conditions for all of us collectively to be able to meditate. I mean, it's always nice to see friends, but I think if we're sort of saying hi, for me, that kind of gets me into a much more discursive, or maybe a little bit more excited state. So yeah, we're just going to ask if, you know, at 8 o'clock, 4 o'clock, we can just come in quietly. And then at 10:30, when we're going to be starting with the talk, then sure, we can say hi and chat and whatever, if you get in early or whatever. And one of the things I didn't mention earlier is that we will be having groups each afternoon after that 4 o'clock meditation. Now, when you're on a residential retreat, usually you have like small groups with, you know, one of the retreat leaders, and you stay in that group for the whole retreat, however many times that group might meet. So last time we experimented with not having people in the same groups, partly logistically and partly because you know, not everybody came, and then it might mean that one group might have very few people. But actually what we found was that it worked really well, and people really liked that chance of connecting up with other people on the retreat. And actually, because there was quite a lot of sensitivity and depth of practice, people felt that they could still go deeply in the groups. So we won't be keeping you in the same groups, which does mean that if there's one time when you don't want to be in a group, or you didn't go in the group at the beginning, you can each day in a way decide whether you're not going to be in a group. I know some people might be wanting to keep much more quiet, but I would invite you to join in the groups if you can, because I think it is a space to reflect, it is a space to learn from each other, support each other in our practice. But if you know for sure you're not going to want to be in a group for the whole retreat, you could just drop a line on that teaching@westlondonbuddhistcentre.com address, or each afternoon you could, at the beginning of the session, just drop a private chat to say, actually, I don't want to be in a group today. But like I said, I found I got a lot out of the groups, and I imagine that most of you would too. So there was that invitation to join in. Okay. So just wanted to say a little bit about the retreat, because we're offering this retreat on a donation basis. We're offering all our online content on a donation basis. We really want that sense of giving, making the Dharma available to everybody. I mean, for me, one of the things that's really inspired me in my practice, and particularly since I got ordained, was that wanting to share the gift of the Dharma wanting to create more positive conditions for others, you know, particularly, you know, if they are able to make use of meditation, make use of the Dharma in their lives. And then for some people, providing that opportunity to go much deeper, you know, have that sense of really working with our suffering, really trying to have that awakening, gaining sort of more insight in things. And I found that's been a thread for me, you know, and it's been great being able to be at a Buddhist center and being chair of a Buddhist center and trying to make those conditions happen. So obviously we're in a very particular situation at the moment, and you know, back in March when the lockdown, the center was closed, it's still closed. We aren't doing any activities in person at the moment, and probably won't be doing that for quite a while. And it was just, I remember thinking, oh, are we going to be able to, you know, keep this Sangha together? Are we going to be able to share the Dharma? And, you know, very much restricted in the activities and having to see what we could do online. And knowing that for a lot of people, it was a time, great amount of uncertainty, fear and loss, still is. There's a lot of, you know, all around the world, you know, people dealing with the effects of the pandemic and all the things that have come out of that. A lot of people economically uncertain about their jobs and things like that, but also a lot of people who may have experienced illness and finding it hard, being in isolation, not being with their friends, families and things like that. But it's also been a time when people are maybe questioning what's important in their lives, and exactly the time when we most want to be offering the Dharma, actually. And I, you know, it's been really heartening actually seeing even people who are just coming to the first time online, what they're making of the Dharma. I know back at the beginning of June, because the whole team got furloughed, so again we weren't being able to do that much, but we did our first retreat, and we've done, well, I've been teaching intro meditation and Buddhism courses, and it's just so inspiring how people who've never come across the Dharma before, or even people who've been meditating and not come across the Dharma, are able to find it so transformative and change their lives, or really helpful, particularly when they're dealing with difficult stuff. And I was also really inspired and moved by how deep people went in our last retreat as well. So we know that it is possible to create those positive conditions. It is possible to still meet those people. And there are so many people out there at the moment who really need the Dharma and who are finding, you know, finding it difficult at the moment. And yeah, I think this is a time when we can really be a force for good in the world. Well, always, yeah. So basically, I'm just asking if people might be willing to help, in a way, us create those conditions. The fact that we're doing this retreat, the fact we're doing other things, is partly because on the last retreat, people were very generous and made donations. We very much still need people's generosity in order to keep going, in order to build the offerings that we're doing. Actually feeling quite excited. You know, the team have been talking about all the different things that we can be doing in the future. We've actually realised that whatever happens in the future, we still want to keep having a significant online presence. It's been great how the Sangha's been growing, how we've been drawing people from all around the world and outside our other Sangha, growing a kind of online Sangha as well. And we want to keep that there. We want to keep those connections and also go out there even further. Yeah. Lots of things that we want to do, but in order to do that, obviously we need support, and we also need some financial support. So my dream is that, you know, we've got over 100 people who've registered on this retreat, and I know that some people might not have much money available, and it's fine, it's fine to just come on the retreat and just pay what you can. But I also know that some people may be spending less, or they may actually have the resources. And I'm just hoping that between us, it feels like a big number, but in another way, it feels like, well, it's, you know, if most people gave somewhere around 100 and some people gave more and some people gave less, you know, we could make £10,000, and that would make such a difference to the centre and our work going forward. So I'm just going to throw that in there. And, you know, at the end of the retreat, see what experience you've had and whether you want to give us more, maybe you want to give some money now. Some people have already been very generous and made donations. And Krenyanita, I was asking her about if she knew. So she didn't have completely up to date, but she sort of gave me a figure of about 1,255 so far. So just there's an invitation there if you want to be part of us going out in the world, part of us continuing to offer stuff. If you feel able to, we'd very much appreciate any donations that you can make. So I think there probably might be a link that Krenyanita might post or has posted. There might be details on the website as well. But also feel free that if that's not appropriate, if you're not able to, that we really want you to come and practice with us. And that's as important, you know, to be part of this community and practicing together. Okay, so I'm not going to do that again now. Maybe a little one at the end. And from now on, let's just get down into the practice. So hope to see most of you tomorrow at 8. And we'll be having very simple, we'll salute the shrine. I might just do a little welcome, maybe a little bit of settling us in. And then the meditations are all going to be unled open practices. I will ring bells for those people who like to do it in stages, but it's very much an invitation for people to go into their practice and take ownership of their practice and do what they need to do throughout the retreat. So there will be some led practices, but there'll also be quite a lot of unled practices as well. So hope to see you at 8, or failing that at 10:30, when Paramananda will be doing the first of our sessions. The theme of there is a field. And in fact, maybe I'll just leave with the poem again, because I do think it's a great poem. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I will meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to speak of. Ideas, language, even the notion, one another, makes no sense. So I will meet you there tomorrow.